for example, when we sold the company, we got a lot of money, and we put half of it in the foundation. So my friends said, "Well, you crazy? What did you do that?" I said, "Because I owed it." I said, "Who'd you owe it to?" I said, "To society." I said, "Anybody that thinks they're a self-made man is an idiot." Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had to make a list of all the people that helped me get to where I am, I said, there's not enough paper in the world. And so I was good at managing, and I was good at motivating, and so we were able to build a company. But how many people do you think helped me do that? The only guy that I can't stand is a self-made man, because I know I'm talking to an idiot. Mm-hmm. None of us are self-made. Mm-hmm. Where would you be if you hadn't gone to college?
Nowhere, yeah. But, you know, this speaks, you know, we're doing this project with the Cooper Foundation to help understand philanthropy and why people give back and what motivates them, and I think you spoke to the heart of it right there.
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is to accept that we owe. And where would I be if it hadn't been for the University of Texas? I'll tell you how I went to the University of Texas. The first year I went to community college in San Antonio because my father had the family had no money. And so, but I couldn't find a job in Austin. And I went to community college. And then I found a job in Austin, so I went to UT for those 3 years, plus a year in working on my master's. But anyways, the thing that happened, I came from a family where nobody, Papa and Mama didn't care how rich you were. They could care how much you cared about other people. That was so money's never been an end for me. It's a means. And if you accept that, then you know that what you have is not really all yours. You owe it. And so the foundation has been one of the great things that we have enjoyed.